You know, when you talk about like the it girl, what is the it girl? That's the bitch that doesn't give a fuck and she just embodies who she is. That's why people like her. She's authentically herself. So it's not about having one thing or the other. It's about owning what you have and just being like, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, your raw, unfiltered, and unapologetic source for all things manifestation related. I'm Roxy Lee, and for the last decade, I have been researching and developing my signature 360 method, which combines behavioral science, quantum physics, and the law of attraction to help you manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Visit RoxyTalks.com for more info. Now, let's get into it.
Worked in the food and beverage industry for 21 years. It's been your dream to work from home. You don't make nearly enough to live off with your own business yet, but you had to take that leap, even if I had to pick up shifts on InstaWork. Listen, when I quit my job, I was not ready. I didn't have savings. I didn't have anything lined up. I had a husband. Thank God. I had a husband that had his job. We were living off of the one income, you know, in California, which is like, like we were baroque for a while, you know, but we were actually broke for a really long time. But I was really in that was my mindset for a really long time. So, you know, the leaping without a net thing definitely, I mean, it worked for me. I'm not saying that it will work for everybody or whatever, but I'm also the kind of person that's like, I will make it work. I'm going to, whatever it is, like, I'm going to figure it out. I'll get it done. So once the job, the safety net of the job was there and I no longer had any excuses as to why I wasn't building my business, I just did, you know? And then one day I realized I was still thinking like a broke, trying to make it person. And that's when the business is booming. I'm helping millions of people thing. When I switched my, I was like, why am I acting like this is fucking hard? Why am I acting like it's hard to get clients? Why am I acting like I don't have the hottest shit in town? And I was on that kick for like a couple of days and been here ever since, man. Like, I will say, you know, quitting my job definitely was a big part of it. Because it did give me the space to create the business. That was a factor. Like, I really didn't have the space to create my business because I was too tired from working all the time. So the practicality of it was there, but you know, I did have someone that was supporting me, my living, which is obviously not everybody has that. But it wasn't like I had money to start my business. Like, I had no money to. I started my business with $0. I put nothing into it except, well, I had a degree. I graduated in college in 2008, so you know, it's like, I talked to people that hadn't even graduated high school in 2008 yet. But that's when I graduated college and had that degree just popping around. Never used it once. And then here we are. Who knew one day it would be the thing I ended up doing? Or it would help me so much because I have a degree in behavioral science. So I've just always been fascinated by, why am I talking about myself? Let's talk about you. Okay. So you say, it feels wonderful. These high vibes I feel will take me to the top. My dream starts now. Okay, here's the deal. Yes, the high vibes will take you there. So will the low vibes. You're getting there regardless. And when you're high vibe, it feels amazing and it's easy to do. And the world feels like it's opened up for you. And when it's low vibe, it feels hard as fuck. And you may regret it or you might think about going back. And just like for me, I've decided I will never go back. I will never work for someone else again. Never. I will figure it the fuck out. I'm not going to work for someone else ever again. So that I've made that promise to myself. No matter what happens, I will figure it out, right? So I would just say, like, you've done it 21 years. You've paid your fucking dues. It's time, you know? So congratulations. That's really amazing. My advice would be this sentence you said over here, I don't have the money to who cares? I don't make nearly enough to live off my own business with. Yeah, that's what you said. Excuse me? I thought your business was booming. You know what I mean? Like, that sentence does not have, you have no fucking room for that sentence. And frankly, you can't afford that sentence. That sentence is way too expensive and you don't make nearly enough to be living off of that sentence. You know what I'm saying? You better pick something else to say about your business. And I'm telling you that straight up because that's the kind of shit I was saying about my business and it was true. And then one day I was like, maybe it sucks for everybody else, but not over here, bitch. And I just, 111 people in the chat. Sorry, I just saw that. And that was it. I just decided that that was not going to be my story anymore. But I have to choose that every day. That's why I talk 360. The reason why it works is because of the diligence and the, you are paying attention to these thoughts. You're stopping yourself in the moment. It takes awareness and discipline. You have to be focused and you have to practice it. It's a lifestyle. But when you do it, crazy shit happens in a really short amount of time. If this is the deal now, if you make more than enough to live off with your own business, that's the sentence that should be. I make more than enough to live off with my own business and then some. But start with, I make more than enough to live off my own business. Today should be the last time you ever let yourself finish that sentence, the one you typed here, okay? From now on, I don't care if there's $0 in your account. I don't care if there's negative dollars. I don't care if there's billions. You make more than enough to live off with your business. That never changes. And so you have to rededicate yourself to that notion every single day, sometimes thousands of times a day. I've been there. I've lived it. I still have to do it. I didn't grow up with the mentality to think like that. That's not how I was programmed. So I have to reprogram myself every time my old programming wants to come through. So that's just my advice to you is like, good, you've done this. You've taken the leap. Don't go back. And I mean, make the promise to not go back, right? I'm not saying don't take it like money advice from me. I'm make the energetic stance of never again. I'm only working for myself or whatever. Unless I decide, whatever, it's your life. I'll go back to work if I want to. I don't care. But for right now, I'm not working for anybody. It's your life. So you can do whatever you want. But my point is draw that line in the sand, make that energetic shift. You make more than enough to live off of. And now you want to start dedicating yourself to that notion. You want to start conditioning yourself into believing that and thinking that as many times a day that you can when it comes to money, business, possibility, career, success, longevity, safety, security, all that shit. It's all tied to it. Tiffany says, podcast idea. Can that be an episode? Healing is a lifelong journey. This is a new perspective for me. I assume that as long as I forgive, eventually I'll be healed and it'll go away. So this is good. You know what? Forgiveness is kind of a lifelong journey too, you know, because sometimes it's that same thing. It's like you can forgive something, but it still happened to you. And so forgiveness is almost... it's another one of those things that you sometimes have to recommit yourself to, you know, like sometimes you forgive something somebody did and then you're like, well, you know what? Hold on though, actually, because you know what I mean? And it's like, you can like redig up that wound on your own. And so this is what I always try to tell people is like the soil you're planted in is the soil you're planted in. Like you're planted in the same soil your parents are planted in and the same soil your grandparents are planted in. And you may grow up from the root and reach as high as you can, your roots are still down there in that same soil with the same story, right? So allowing yourself to see healing as modular. Okay. That's the word that came up. Yeah. Okay. It moves along. I'm seeing this like orb, this blob, like just like floating around to different things. Like, or like in different areas of your life, certain wounds are going to be more prevalent than others. You know, I'll be 39 in a few months. I'm really just getting to that point where I can like look back on my life and see long-term patterns, you know? So I think forgiveness and healing, it's like, it's an ongoing journey.
And it's a dedication to it in the moment. So when are we healed? You know, how long does healing take? When do I just decide I'm healed all of a sudden? Healing is not a destination. What I've really learned is that healing is an in-the-moment process that needs to be done when it needs to be done. And old wounds don't ever go away. Okay, this is how I was trying to explain it to a client. Think about like the time travel, like in movies, like the time travel kind of paradox. Like you could do revision to change your story and change situations, change how you feel. But at the end of the day, it's still you that experienced those things doing that revision, right? Like in time travel, like in the movies, you going back in time to change something, it's still you going back, right? So what has really changed? Anyways, you know my point? If you can't escape who you were and who you've been and who you are, you can shift it and you can, like I said before, draw lines in the sand. You can choose to look at life in a different way and act accordingly to your new perspective, but it doesn't erase the soil that your seed was planted in. Your parents are still your parents. Your childhood was still your childhood, you know? So that's something I just want to like point out is I think we talk about we get this idea of healing wounds once and for all and dealing with our money story once and for all, but it's like your money story and your wounds are who you are. My wounds make me who I am. I am the way I am because of the cocoon I had to build around myself to feel acceptable in society. So that, it's like the essence of my being and the things I can't take away the things I experienced as a child and a toddler, you know, like that's who I am. So that person has to make the conscious shift to be a different version of themselves every single day in order to see a different reality.
Hey friends, it's Roxy here popping through with a really big announcement. I am no longer going to be offering one-on-one coaching starting August 1st. So that means if you want to get signed up to talk to me one-on-one, you've got until July 31st to do so. RoxyTalks.com/coaching will get you there right away. And please stay tuned. I have such amazing stuff coming. I'm so excited and I can't wait to bring you along for the new chapter of Roxy Talks.
I was manifesting for SP to come to my friend's wedding with me and he didn't come. He didn't. Okay. All right. A few things. I'm going to finish reading because I have a tendency to jump to conclusions and I'm not going to do that right now. I was manifesting for SP to come to my friend's wedding with me and he didn't come. I'm feeling really discouraged. I've never felt like giving up on him until now. Just wanted your advice. Okay. A few things. I never felt like giving up on him till now. Maybe it's time to give up on him. This is where it gets murky because as many of you know, if you know my story, I gave up on my SP and that's what made them come through. So if anybody can tell you from firsthand experience to give up on your fucking person, it's me. It worked. I'm married to my person, okay? It worked for me. So if you're feeling like you need to give up, give them up. If you're feeling like it's time to go, it's time to go. Your intuition's screaming at you, you know, like, when I finally let go of my old version of my relationship, it was the best thing that happened to my current relationship with the same person. I had to let go because who I was before I let go is not who I am now. Like that night that I let go, I became a different version of myself. I shifted. I became like this, excuse, do you know who I am? I literally became that as far as like, I'll be on. As far as men go, I literally became that. Because I was just like, you know what? I'm cool. Like, I got a lot to offer. If I've been trying to force it down this person's throat this whole time and they don't want it, let me back. Why am I doing that? I could go out and have literally anybody that I pick.
And I really believed, I fucking believed that shit. I was 26. I was like, someone better fucking stop me because I'm coming after your man. But not really. But no, I've never been that kind of girl. But anyways, I just made this shift. I was like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to find somebody and I'm going to find somebody great. They better watch out. And I did. It just happened to be the same person. And he shifted. I know I shifted. And I never went back to this feeling of like, can I have it? Can I have them? I know my strengths. I know what I'm good at. I know what I'm are not my best things. Don't ask me to do those things because I'm not good at it. I'm not going to like, you know, it's like, I don't know how to explain this. Not everybody has strengths and we, I don't even want to call them weaknesses. Some people are good at fucking sports. Some people are good at cooking. Some people are good at math. Some people are good at science. Some people are good at skateboarding. Some people are good at knitting. Some people are good at singing. Some people are really great caretakers and nurturers. Some people are really inspirational to their partners. Some people really listen to their partners. Some people really make their partners feel loved or attractive or included. Some people make people feel at home. Everybody offers something. Everybody on here, you offer something that is unique that no one else can bring to the table. And there's also a billion, there's also 7 billion other types of ways that you could be, just whatever, to pick some shit, that you're not. And neither are every other 7 billion person on the planet. Nobody can do it all. Nobody has it all. Nobody can do every skill on the fucking planet. Do we care? Do we care if Beethoven can't fucking sink a basketball? I almost just said, do we care if Michael Jordan can't act? That was mean. That was that was shady. I'm so sorry. But we don't. We watch fucking Space Jam anyways. Because it's Michael Jordan. Okay? So like, so many of us are just so consumed with what we don't have. And that's the problem. You're consumed with what you don't have. And it's reflecting to your SP. They're like, nah. They ain't got it. They don't have it. And what is it? It's not. It's nothing. It is nothing. It's a concept. You know when you talk about like the it girl? What is the it girl? That's the bitch that doesn't give a fuck and she just embodies who she is. That's why people like her. She's authentically herself. So it's not about having one thing or the other. It's about owning what you have and just being like, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Right? So finding a place where you realize what you bring to the table and why and how you are the prize, it gives you something. It's like what I'm seeing in my head. I'm seeing like people peddling their wares. I got fucking breads. I got jewels. I got silks. I have candles, right? Like, does the candle maker wish they were the silk farmer? I don't know how silk's made. Does the candle maker wish they were the soap maker? That's too close. The blacksmith? Or does the blacksmith smith the black and the fucking other guy does the other thing I just said? You just do the thing. You make the candles, right? You fucking mold the wax, bro. Like, that's your job. And we do it with pride. And I present to you my candles. And they're the best candles around. And when you're looking for candles, guess where you come? Over here. You're a really cool girl. You got a lot going on. Your SP lives far away from you, which that always lets me know that there's emotional separation, that you are, that's your own manifestation to keep you safe, right? Down in some level. Maybe you're tired of that. And maybe that's not enough for you anymore. And maybe you're breaking through something. And you know, when your manifestations don't come through, you have two options if you want to keep going, right? You can either say that it did come through, which is you didn't do that, well, from what I've seen, or you can reevaluate whether or not you actually still want to stay on the same path with this manifestation. And it sounds like that's where you're at, right? And so if you're reevaluating, good. That means you understand you deserve better, because you do. You 100% deserve someone who's going to go to a fucking wedding with you. And if this person won't make the time for that, then you need to stop making the time for them, period. And this is girl talk, right? This is not maybe necessarily manifestation coach. So let me back up. Energy wise, you're discouraged. You're agreeing he didn't come.
the story that he never shows up keeps playing out over and over, and you're feeding into it once again. So what I can say now is, like, if you don't change this now, he's probably not going to come to the next thing, because right now you're manifesting the next wave that's going to hit you. If you feel like it's time to drop this and stop putting so much energy into something that's not giving you a return on your value, then listen to your intuition, because it's not wrong. If you have come in to do a super chat about your SP, it's been a long time. But you came in last week because you were discouraged, because there was a wedding coming up and you knew his pattern and you knew he probably wasn't going to show up. What you know manifests, right? So that tells me a couple of things. You have not been on your practice all the way. If you were on your practice, you would not have come and done that. You would not have come to pay money to ask what to do about it. There's no way. So get back into your 360, get back to your meditation, on your shit, saying your affirmations, keeping your thoughts tight, awareness and discipline. And then the other thing is, maybe it is time to energetically cut ties. And that, again, comes from someone who did that without any expectation, and it became the thing that brought my person through. And not just brought him through, but different, because he was not the same. I was done with who he was then. I was done with that version. I didn't know anything about manifesting. This is before The Secret. So I didn't even know. This is during my atheist times. I didn't believe in anything that I couldn't see with my eyes. So I was done with him. Like, he was playing games I was not a fan of anymore, and I was not going to take it. I was a 26-year-old woman who had just realized that she was the shit, and she wasn't going to fucking take it from someone who wasn't going to give it anymore, or vice versa. I wasn't going to give it to somebody who wasn't going to, you know, reciprocate. So I was, like, literally done. I was over. We're like really good friends, and we live next door to each other, and we're in the same friend group. So I wasn't done with him. I was still going to have to see him every fucking day. That wasn't what I was done with. I was done with trying to make fetch happen, as Emily D. Baker says, right? Like, which I know if it's from Mean Girls, but I was done with trying to make this thing happen that I was forcing into submission. When I dropped that, I released all of it. I released who I used to be. I released who he used to be. I let him off the hook. I let myself off the hook. And I looked at the world like I was a kid in a candy store. Like, I was going to go find me a man. I was. And I did. I did. I knew I was going to go out and find me my man that night. And I fucking did. I found my husband that night. And again, it just so happened to be the same guy I had been dating hours before, but a completely different version of him. And he's never been that old version, but neither have I been that old version. I still know what I bring to the table. So, yeah, I would just say, like, really getting a clear understanding of what you're fucking offering here. You're exchanging energy. Do you even know how much you're expending versus how much you're fucking receiving? You're like investing in a really, really shitty stock, and you're just throwing all your fucking money into it, and it keeps just crashing. Like, it's just, you know, and like the people from outside don't want to watch you do that. So who cares? They love and support you either way. Sorry, outside perspective, who cares? I say drop it then. If you have it already there going on, trust yourself. Trust yourself and know that no matter what happens, you're going to be happy. You're going to be fulfilled. You're going to have the right person in your life that treats you the way you deserve. This is your homework. First off, get clear on what your ideal version is. Like, as of right now, who is that person? What do they do? How do people consider them? What are their belief systems? How do they feel about themselves and the world? What have they healed and gone through? What has worked out for them? Like, what have you been able to transcend, basically, as this version? Get really clear on your ideal version as of right now, because another thing is, like, we're always manifesting, and a lot of us are not keeping up with the manifestation. So your story always deserves a rewrite. So right now, rewrite your story. Who is the ideal based on who you are today and who you want to become? And then I want you to go into meditation, step into that role as that version, be them, feel the feelings of them, embody that version,
take on that power of having felt healing and releasing of traumatic emotions that have been built up, and then greet your inner child and embrace the wholeness. And it doesn't have to be inner child, but like whatever it is where you're talking about wholeness, where's the pain? It could be the inner child. It could be a wound. I just want you to start, I want you to approach the wound or the wounded piece of you, but not as this you, as your ideal you. Okay. Does that make sense? So I want you to energetically step into your ideal version and imagine them being healed of these things that you're talking about, right? Like if you've got like, let's say we have a wound about being abandoned, then like let's put our ideal self as someone who's like fully secure in their relationships, has a bunch of people around them that they're certain aren't going anywhere, can count on everyone, have these deep lasting connections that we feed in on each other. I give to you and you give to me. Neither of us are going anywhere. We'll always be here for each other. Feeding into that kind of energy that your ideal self would have, and then taking that in and applying the love or the salve or whatever, the healing the wound or the wounded from the perspective of your ideal / healed self. Does that make sense? Remember that we have new stuff coming. So there's new programs. One-on-one coaching is going away. If you want one-on-one coaching, you have until the 31st to sign up for it. My July calendar is full, so you'll have to schedule into August, but you'll still be able to schedule. If you purchase now, you can still schedule, but you won't be able to purchase past the 31st of July. So that's happening. And then what's coming next is the new subscription program, which will give you access to all of my courses, plus my brand new, I'm doing one new monthly course every month, one new live course every month. So the monthly subscription will give you access to all the pre-recorded courses, including 360, all of the meditations, all of the affirmations that I've made, plus the new course that we're doing every month. So you'll get that. The new course will be available by itself. If you just want to do the one, you can get that. There will be a community involved as well, so that you are doing group study with each other. That's going to be going on for the group programs. And then I will also have a mastermind that will be a higher level where we do, it's basically one-on-one coaching, but it's hot seat coaching. So there will be a group of us, and then I will address each people individually through coaching. And that's how you'll be able to kind of talk to me personally in your situation. That's in our masterminds. For right now, we're going to be doing a business mastermind and then probably a coaching mastermind after that. So that's what's coming down the line. And I appreciate you all. I love you. Thank you so much. Do your homework. Either rewind or scroll up or go to roxytalks.com/homework to get the homework from Leanne. She'll put it up there. And follow me on social media and junk. Okay. I love you all. I appreciate you. I will see you next time. Bye.